Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Very excited about having our good buddy Doug Barry back on the show. Doug is the Director of Marketing and Communication for the U.S. Commercial Service, a division of the Department of Commerce, and he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this year will be his 10th. We'll celebrate later this year his 10th anniversary as a great member of our Brain Trust, and he's our good friend, Doug Barry. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I love your introductions. I wish I could just replay them all day long. Maybe I will.
Well, it's the truth. We love having you on the show. I love talking about export import because I'm always trying to get small business owners who can, to think outside their own four walls, think outside our country's four walls, to try to take advantage of the mostly free support and resources that can help them do some importing, exporting. And of course, I know your big thing is exporting. You're all about getting the products here outside the country. And from my standpoint, I don't care as long as they're doing more sales. That's all I want to do is help small business owners make more sales. But speaking of more, how is exporting going these days in America?
It's going great. We've just seen the numbers from 2011, and we have $2 trillion in export sales, and that's up $500 billion from the year before.
Wow, that's good news. What do you attribute that to?
I think it's a lot of things. I think, the world has come out of its deep economic recession in many of the markets, particularly Europe, which is still struggling. But in Asia, particularly China, they're still in the, 8-9% annual GDP growth. India is still doing well. And I think it's some other things, too, Jim. I think one is the world appreciates the U.S. brand.
That's it. I'm going to say, Doug, I'm going to say that's the lion's share of this increase is because people have returned to America for quality, for consistency on many levels. Not even just the product, maybe just the business relationship, maybe just the transaction, maybe just the level of ethics. I believe that's one of those are some of the reasons. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think it's the technology, which is absolutely world class and superior in many categories. I think it's our innovative culture. That is, we're always striving for the next best thing. We're not satisfied with yesterday's accomplishments. Mm-hmm. We really want to push the envelope, and people appreciate that around the world. And then I think you hit it on the head. It's the integrity of dealing with U.S. businesses. We're trustworthy. We're people of our word.
That's
and
right.
We're absolutely focused on making sure the customer is satisfied.
You know, when you think about how frustrated American companies must be when they go overseas and they run into a corrupt marketplace like we've been hearing about recently in Mexico, it's frustrating. It's got to be the opposite. It's got to be refreshing for companies in other parts of the world to come to the United States and talk about doing business and nobody's got their hand out.
Yes. That's true, and I think all of these things are pointing in the direction of more manufacturing jobs coming back to the United States.
Right.
Doug,
the if you think about it, America got sloppy. We got with our labor costs, with our overhead, for a long time we got a little sloppy, and we became uncompetitive. And then other countries, you know, ramped up their quality, their price was good, and so we got beat by a lot of companies, by a lot of countries. But now, especially since 2008, companies have tightened a lot up, and we're a lot more efficient. American manufacturing is a lot more efficient than it was. And even if we're 10%, maybe even 20% higher, for a lot of people, that's a premium they're willing to pay. More than that, no. But maybe, you know, under 20, under 10%, they're willing to pay a premium for a made in America. What do you think?
I think that's true. Let me give you one quick illustration. Time for a break.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. I want to talk about this when we come back. I think this is really important, folks. It's all about. It's something that I believe in with all my heart. It comes back to American exceptionalism. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm proud of it. And when America is exceptional, the world benefits. Tony Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.